Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. Bob Duca here. Well, friends, I finally made it back from Christmas break. Though my return home was circuitous and took longer than I had planned, it was an unexpected joy and opportunity to learn about my country, my people, myself. Funny how that works. John Lennon really had a point when he said, "Life is what happens if you make plans and keep busy, keep on keeping on." Travel, especially unexpected travel, can teach us a lot. I passed through Red Bluff, Madera, Fresno, Yuba City. I passed through California's Great Central Valley, through towns like Redbug, Fedora, Uh-Oh, and Scuba Titty. In Lodi, I met a man named Gary Danko, who sold flowers and oranges on the side of the road. He told me about his town, how much it's changed and how much it stayed the same. He offered to sell me methamphetamine and said if I wanted to put my penis in his mouth, he'd be cool with that. I took public transportation and let the patois of migrant workers and the quick banter of Central Valley white trash blend into a symphony. A symphony called America, conducted by Sir Neville Uncle Sam. The trip was filled with serendipity and whimsy. Just outside of Susanville, I caught a ride with a woman named, you guessed it, Diane. Diane had two arms, one leg, a diabetes stump, and a heart as big as the sky. She also had a thick patch of hair in her chin, and her face was littered with moles. As we hummed along that black ribbon of highway, we ate sunflower seeds, spits, as she called them, and Diane told me about her life as an Indian reservation blackjack dealer. She told me about her father, who was an arc welder, and along the way she pointed out the buildings and bridges that her dad had worked on all those many years ago. We passed through the towns of the real America, full of hard-working folk who value community, family, playing the lottery, and keeping primer-grade Dodge darts on blocks in their front yards. We passed exits like Ming Avenue, Lurdo Highway, Pixley, Harney Lane, Arbuckle, Turlock, and Buck Owens Boulevard. Diane showed me how to make sunflower seed shell compote and said that if I wanted to put my penis in her mouth, she'd be cool with that. I managed to scrape up enough money for a Greyhound bus trip for part of the way, passing through Keck's Corner, Bell Ridge, Washco, and Funky Town. On the bus, I talked to Jennifer Thump, whose family came to California from Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl. Jennifer showed me pictures of her 23 grandchildren, and she told me that in the 1940s, she and her family, all of whom suffered from residual Dust Bowl squinting, were mistaken for Asians and put in Japanese internment camps. Then she said that if I wanted to put my penis in her mouth, she'd have no problem with that at all. I had forgotten how liberating and educational a road trip can be. So, dear listeners, do yourself a favor and get yourself out on the open road. You'll learn a lot about your country, and you just might learn a little of something. Oh, about yourself. About yourself. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.